flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Chiefs and this 888-957-9570. Who are you rooting for? Chiefs or Eagles? I'm rooting for the Chiefs because I hate that Philadelphia Eagle fan base. I don't want them to be happy at all. I don't want Sirianni to have a Super Bowl. And so you rooting for the Eagles, Nick?
No, I can't do it. I can't root for the Eagles because they're NFC and I seen Fat Dom where they're trying to hide when what's his name got hurt his leg. Get out the way, Fat Dom. Go sit down somewhere. You're even fatter than you were before, bro. You know, do something, man. Something to block the camera. But I just want to say, man, the Eagles is hungry, but man, I could never root for them on any day, man. You know, I need cry Eagles cry all the way. And if Mahomes got to get it, man, whatever, man, go ahead, get it. But I'm just like, man, the Niners, we got DJ Jones back. Why we let him go in the first place? I don't even know, because Bosa guy has the biggest sack total when we had DJ, and now he's back and said we got Salah back. We need to go get Tyreek Hill and bring Mostert back as well, since we have 5 running backs.
You're asking me who I'm rooting for?
Yeah, who are you rooting for?
This is such a hard one.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, 3-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cannot let Sirianni win a Super Bowl before.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I can't.
You can't. Come on.
You guys lost twice to this team in the Super Bowl, and you're going to be rooting for them?
Well,
this is the worst case of Stockholm syndrome I've ever seen in my life.
I tell you what.
Oh, my God.
No, I tell you why, Spinoni. Because then the Eagles will be at the same table as us. They lost twice to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
They've already won
a Super Bowl. They've already beaten the GOAT in our time. In the last decade, they've already beaten them.
I don't care.
So who cares?
I don't want that city to be...
The Chiefs, I waved the white flag. Here you go. I'm waving the white flag on the Chiefs.
Oh,
like, you're great. You're better than us. Actually, yeah,
you know what?
I'm not ready to admit that.
Taking out the biases, I want to see history. I want to see history made. I want to see a three-peat.
And you were a footnote in that history.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, we're not a footnote.
That's fine.
We're
a huge footnote, I guess, if they win.
Man, it is what it is.
We're a huge part of that
story. We can't rewrite that history. But I can't have the Philadelphia Eagles partying around thinking, because guess what? Philadelphia, they win this one, they're going to be set up to go back-to-back. They're going to be set up perfectly for the future. Perfectly. I don't want them winning anything. I want that city to be miserable. I can live with Kansas City and Mahomes winning another one, and hell, they'll be in a position to four-peat.
So the devil you know versus the devil you don't?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't, honestly, we lose no matter what. Like, there's no other way around it. This sucks. Like, it does. Porter, JP Money, hit up the group thread last night. So, I guess we're all golfing during the Super Bowl, and I might legitimately go golfing.
I'm not going to go crazy. I'm
going to be sitting in front of the TV
watching. The last time I had this big of a problem watching the Super Bowl.
Rams Bengals.
Yeah, how did you know?
Because we've done shows together for 5 years.
I think you said I have a big problem with the Super Bowl.
If we went to that NFC Championship
that
game together.
That one hurt my soul.
And that Monday.
But it was easy to root for the Bengals.
No,
like,
no.
It was easy to root for Joe Burrow.
I was so sad. I knew the Rams were going to win. I knew it.
Well, yeah, it's because you had just seen the Super Bowl played in L.A. against the Niners. Like, that was...
I took a nap during that Super Bowl and woke up in the fourth quarter just in time for Cooper Kupp to catch one, no look pass from Stafford. Yeah, God, that was.
I don't want the Eagles winning because now there's sudden you got your boy Gilly out there dancing to blow the whistle.
I like.
He's dancing to blow the whistle.
That's their.
They took our song in the Bay Area and they're using it celebrating, talking about blow the whistle.
I'm jealous.
I can't have them partying down Broad Street or Bourbon Street, New Orleans, playing blow the whistle. Winning the Super Bowl playing the Bay Area song. I can't have that.
The refs were blasting that at Arrowhead last night, too.
I can't have it.
All right, that's a three.
I can't have it. I can't have it. Nope. Can't have it. You listen to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, NAC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, what have you learned during this postseason? And Niner fans, who the hell do you root for? Or do you watch the Super Bowl? What are you going to do on Super Bowl Sunday? This is a nightmare situation. A nightmare. I'm in football hell right now. What about you, RJ in Fairfield?
I'm so upset.
Hey, I'm rooting for the Eagles, man. Y'all are crazy. I hate KC. I hate Travis Kelce. I hate Patrick Mahomes, and I can't stand the cameras going to Taylor Swift. I need to see a sad look on that pretty face, but coming out this weekend, these are the most two complete teams in the league right now. And, just taking it away, I don't know why the 4th-and-1 QB sneak from Josh Allen, was it measured before they watched the replay? Because I felt like they should have measured that ball before okay.
RJ, well, I thought there should have been a measurement after Kincaid caught the 3rd-and-3. There should have been Buffalo. I've got to be screaming if I'm McDermott. Measure. Can I get the chains out there or throw the challenge flag? I thought they botched it on the play before the 4th-and-1. They rushed the 4th-and-1 for crying out loud.
I think so, too. I think the Bills are just too Josh reliant. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not a complete team yet. And they have offense, defense. And I'm just looking at those two team guys. Man, the Niners are so far behind. As far as where we stack up against these two teams. But like I said, I think I'm rooting for the Eagles. I hate KC, man. I love y'all boys. Man, y'all have a good week.
You too, RJ.
It brings me to Patrick Mahomes. All these think pieces, all these people telling me about, what is it called? EPA? What are the different? The stupid metrics and the stats.
Yeah.
I don't care if this guy threw 40 DVOA. Interceptions. I don't care if he threw 40 interceptions C-P-O-E. And one touchdown. Patrick Mahomes, from here on out, and we said it multiple years ago, stop telling me, well, he had the 17th best quarterback season this year. What'd he throw, for 25 touchdowns and 11 picks?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. Because this is what I would say to you. On 4th-and-1,000, we all know he's going to convert. How many times yesterday did he use his legs to make a play? The guy is one of the greatest players any sport ever, period. Stop trying to compare whatever quarterback, whether it's Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, whoever, Brock Purdy. It does not matter. No one is in his class right now. You could beat him, and if you want to beat him, you have to be perfect. Right now, okay? Right now, Josh Allen is 4-1 against this man in the regular season. 0-4 in the playoffs.
Is it 0-4?
0-4 in the playoffs.
They lost AFC Championship, divisional round game, last year divisional round game, and now the championship game. Wow.
If you look at the metrics, no one has played this Chiefs defense better than this man.
Yeah.
And he keeps falling short. Like, anyone who wants to laugh at Josh Allen, you don't know what you're watching.
No.
Was he great in the first half? Not really. I thought he was erratic. But
A little too amped.
That's what that defense does to everyone.
That's what that team does
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the Warriors. When you knew you had Steph, KD, and Klay, you're like, damn, that's 70 points right there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you go off 10, you're still looking over, and you're like, man, they're capable of going on a 25-2 run any second. They could just detonate, and they usually did. It's the same thing with Holmes. You see him on the sideline, they're saying, oh, we got to score every possession. Oh, we got to score every possession. Oh, we got to score. Even when they're up 22-21 in the most critical play of the game up until that point, they pressed. They got tight, and they ran the play with 26 seconds left on the play clock, and nobody's talking about it.
No.
But that's the Mahomes effect.
I love that comp of the Warriors to the Chiefs, too, because the only two losses they had, right, you look, it was LeBron, Tom Brady, right, for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then Kawhi, I know Joe Burrow hasn't won one, but Hall of Fame talent, right?
Right.
It's only been those two guys. They haven't lost at Arrowhead since Christmas of 2023.
Wait till I give you their playoff stats.
And then, I know all the playoff stats. I got to read them down here. But not only that, they blew the Bengals game. They were up 21-3 at the half, and they should have scored right before halftime. So they really blew that one. So